Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 775. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the golden. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And that's why we're supposed to say, "If not believed in vain, because believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we're looking at the death of Christ. Through the physical events, were known the revelatory, and we've gone to Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter, inclusive, pay attention to my word." And then we are looking at Mark 11, where we saw Jesus and the disciples, and Jesus cursed the fig tree, and they came back, said, "Master, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead." And Jesus responded in Mark 11:23, said, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So we are looking at faith-filled words that the centurion said in Matthew 8:8, "Master, don't come to me, just speak your word. Send the word and it will be done." And comparing with the disciple Thomas, who said, "Listen, I must see the master after the resurrection in John 20. I must see him." We all know doubting Thomas, isn't it? Then also, "I must put my hand through his, I must see the imprint on his nail, on his hand, the imprint of the nail on the hand, and then put my finger through that nail, the imprint, and then thrust my hand on Jesus' side. If I don't do all those three things, I will not." Jesus came to say, "Thomas, don't be faithless, but believe him. Don't be faithless, but believe him." And when Jesus rebuked Thomas in this way, of course, Thomas responded, and Thomas answered, John 20:28. "And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God, my Lord and my God." But Jesus was not impressed. He said, no, Thomas, this is not the way to go. This is now you're saying my Lord and my God, because there was a flash of lightning, because there was a flash of fire, because so you felt movement in the kitchen, and something came towards you. There was a shot. You don't depend on that. No, you don't live your life that way. That is not Christianity. Christianity is not that. Christianity is total dependence on the word of God, the Bible, and total dependence on that the Bible says so, that the Bible is God speaking to you. Total dependence. And what's the evidence? What's the evidence that is God speaking? You say the Bible is still the evidence. I thought you were going to talk to me and quote archaeology. And why are you? Is the Bible that is also the evidence? And when you will meet Mary, how Mary got up when an angel came to her and spoke just words to her. She went back to her cousin Elizabeth, and it's amazing what she said. We will go out there after we listen to what Thomas said. My Lord and my God. My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. He said, no, Thomas, no. You cannot hide. What you're doing here is sense, knowledge, faith. Because you've seen me, because the swelling went down, that's why you believed. Because the pain went down, because you received that message, because the guy came back and said, okay, let's continue the relationship, that's why you believe. Because your period went past the due date, and therefore you now believe that you're pregnant. Because But prophetess, is that not what will show me that it is happening? Listen, in Christianity, that is not the way. Real Christianity, he says, because the word was given, because the word was given. That word given is my miracle. That word is my miracle. So you grasp the word and you hold on to the word, and then you now become the word. You speak and say that word, that scripture, until the scripture, everything the scripture will just become you. You become the scripture. That is when you know you are living in faith. That is what faith is. Faith is when we do not see. When we can't see, when you can't see, what do? When you can't see, you make the word your sight. You make the word your feeling. You make the word. The word becomes your number one. The word becomes your number one. The word, the word, the word. So when you come to this stage, then you know you are walking in faith. That you are holding to the word, that the word is on your mouth, on your lips. You are speaking the word. That so, where is the miracle? But you, I hear you say you have a miracle. Where is the miracle? The Bible says that. So after the Bible, so what's the physical evidence? Well, the Bible is my evidence. They will say, oh, you are mad, you are mad. But this is where the miracle is. This is where the miracle is, and that's what I'm teaching you. That's what I'm teaching you. Oh, you are a fantastic specimen of God's power and of God's miracle and of God's grace and of God's word at work in you. I love you so much. Please come back for more, okay? And share the link with somebody who needs to hear these things. Bye.